Penguin Random House Audio presents All the Lives We Ever Lived, Seeking Solace in Virginia Woolf by Catherine Smythe, read for you by Brittany Presley. It was strange how clearly she saw her, stepping with her usual quickness across fields among whose folds, purplish and soft, among whose flowers, hyacinths or lilies, she vanished. Virginia Woolf, To the Lighthouse. Preface. Perhaps there is one book for every life. One book with the power to reflect and illuminate that life. One book that will forever inform how we navigate the little strip of time we are given, while also helping us to clarify and catch hold of its most vital moments. For me, that book is To the Lighthouse, Virginia Woolf's novel about her parents, Julia and Leslie Stephen, who died when Virginia was 13 and 22, respectively. First published in 1927, it tells the story of the Ramseys, a family of 10 who, along with an assorted group of friends, spends the summer on a remote island in the Hebrides. Tells the story of the Ramseys? I should rephrase. To the Lighthouse tells the story of everything. I first read it as a junior in college, a literature student studying abroad at Oxford University. It was Christmas 2001, and my parents and I were visiting my father's family on the south coast of England. After dinner, I joined my father and Robert, his older brother, in the sitting room. My father was listening to Handel and reading, and I was listening to my uncle talk about books. An eccentric shuffling.